The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
I'm John Merck here. This is the Sunday Sip. I'm very excited to be joined by Keith Murphy. He's the Veterans Business Outreach Center co-director here in Wisconsin, which is part of the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation. They do such important work. Keith, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, John. Good to be here with you.
I want to start with a broad question about the WWBIC.
Okay.
What is the WWBIC, if people ask you in broad terms, what the organization's about?
Okay, great question. The WWBIC is the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation. We assist individuals who are interested in starting, strengthening, or expanding businesses by providing direct lending, quality business, and financial capability education, and one-on-one technical business assistance. The services are open to anyone, but our focus is women, people of color, and people of lower wealth, those who are most likely to face barriers in accessing financing or educational support. And veterans are also included in that group as well.
I love it. It's such important work, and I should have started with this, but thank you very much for your service.
Cool.
You're an Air Force guy?
Yes, sir, I am.
What did the service mean to you?
What does the service mean to
me? Yeah, why was it important?
Wow. You know, when I first joined the Air Force, I did not see myself as a very patriotic person. I was just joining for the education benefits. But I remember, and I'll make this story brief and succinct, but I remember being in Korea, standing on the hill. It was late at night, and we were going through an exercise. And it was then when I realized that there were other individuals that died on the very hill that I'm standing now. And then that's when I realized the importance of the great work that I was doing, and that it was more than just about education. It was really about serving America.
Man, wearing the flag. Thank you so much for doing that. I don't take it for granted.
Appreciate
and none
you.
Of us should.
Thank
and
you.
Now you're paying it forward. And part of that is with the VBOC. And this is really kind of a wake-up call for all veterans, right? What's
sure.
the basic message here? What do veterans and others need to know about the important work being done at the VBOC?
You know, that's a great question, John. One of the things that I want veterans to know is that they're not alone when it comes to starting or growing their own small business. A lot of veterans have exited the military, and some have worked for corporations and organizations, and then some have decided, you know what, I want to start my own business, but I don't know where to start. I don't know where to go. So the VBOC, the Veteran Business Outreach Center, this is the starting point. So if you don't know where to go, you just have an idea, start with the VBOC. Just give us a call, and we're here to help.
I love that, VBOC. Okay, so if you're an entrepreneur and you've always had an idea, maybe you have a skill set that you haven't flushed out completely, how does it work? They get in touch with you guys, and what sort of tools do you offer? How do you help?
Certainly. Well, the process works two ways. One, we provide training, and then the other one, we provide counseling. With the training, we have a program that's called the Boots to Business Program, or it's also referred to as the Reboot Program, where we actually teach entrepreneurship. It's at no cost to the veterans. The courses are online. They go from every Thursday from 11:30 to 12. And so if they want to get more information, they can just contact us at vbok@wibic.com, and we can get the more information on that. From the counseling perspective, though, if they want to start a business, what they do is they reach out to the VBOC Center, and then what we will do is we'll schedule them for a 30-minute consultation, and we can find out where they are and how we can help.
Couple logistics questions. Is it for veterans of any era?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's for veterans of any era. So if you've ever served as a veteran, reach out. I can't find my DD-214. Reach out. I'm in the reserve. Reach out.
That's fantastic.
If you're a veteran, reach out. To the
military spouses, do they have this benefit also?
Yes, sir. And extends to military spouses as well.
So when you talk about growing a small business, or maybe it's purchasing a business, do you help with folks who maybe want to purchase a business?
Well, we don't actually. Well, I should say, yes, we do.
Or at least counsel them. You can answer some questions for those folks?
Yes, we do. We can help direct them in the right place for assistance with that area. There's actually an organization. I won't go into it at this particular time, but there's actually an organization. I know a fella. I know a fella, right? Yeah. But I do. I really know a fella that can actually help them. He works with veterans that are interested in buying businesses, and he kind of serves as a broker. So he works with veterans that have a business to sell it to other veterans.
Keith Murphy is with us on the Sunday Sip. It's kind of like basic training, isn't it?
Yeah.
You all have gone through basic training. Are there similarities to this is like the basic training for launching the next part of your career in your life?
Yeah, actually it is. You know, so just like with basic training, you face challenges that you have to learn how to overcome. And so it is with the business aspect for entrepreneurs. They're trying to start this business, but they're going to run across all of these obstacles, just like in basic training, going through obstacle courses. But what they learn how to do is to overcome the obstacles. You know, and I'll share this with you, with all veterans, and I'll make it brief. But what I've learned through my military career, corporate America, and through entrepreneurship is this basic axiom. Healthy things grow.
Mm.
Growing things change. But change challenges us. And just like in basic training, you're going to do one of two things when you're faced with a challenge. You either learn how to rise above the challenge or you'll fall beneath the weight of it. But you decide.
Man, that's good. Okay, give that to me again.
Healthy things grow.
Okay.
Growing things change. And change challenges us.
Man, that's fantastic. All right, yes. So the VBOC wants to help you grow. If you're a veteran, if you're a family member of a veteran, if you have a veteran in your life or a friend, give them this direction. They should reach out. So how can they get in touch with you guys, Keith? What's the easiest way for them to reach out?
The easiest way to reach out is just go to your computer, type in VBOC at WBIC.com.
So that's VBOC, V-B-O-C, at WWBIC.com. VBOC at WWBIC.com. It's that easy. You can get all the information you need there to take that next step in your life. One other way you can get the information is by texting the word VETERANS to the Talk and Text line, which is 855-616-1620. Keith Murphy, Veterans Business Outreach Center, VBOC co-director in Wisconsin, which is part of the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation. This is such important work, Keith. Thank you so much for what you do for our community.
John, I appreciate you having us here. Thank you.
It's been the Sunday Sip. I'm John Mercier.